Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. Most Christian children and adults have a belief that Jesus was a carpenter. We've been told in church school and read in our Bibles that Jesus was, like his father, Joseph, a carpenter. Art, books, movies have all depicted our Lord as a worker of wood. However, one of the curious features of Jesus' teaching in the Bible is that he never uses carpentry metaphors, never uses carpentry images or illustrations to make his points. He used agrarian images and hospitality illustrations from time to time, but hardly anything about wood or woodworking. Now, a visit to the Holy Land reveals that, you know, even to the mildly perceptive pilgrim, that wood is scarce and the primary building material is stone. The Greek word translated into carpenter is actually tekton, which simply means builder. Likely, the English composers of the King James Version of the Bible were familiar with their own thickly forested landscape and assumed that, well, Jesus would have built with the same materials the English used, wood. Now, while Jesus rarely, if ever, used woodworking analogies to teach, Jesus continually referred to stone as illustrations for his teaching. It's more likely that Jesus was a mason and his sermons were informed by the stone with which he worked. Indeed, Jesus' final instruction in his Sermon on the Mount seems to proceed from a knowledgeable mason. Jesus knew, like every good builder, that the foundation of a structure needed to sit on stone, not on sand. To be secure, you should not ground your life in shifting and sifting matters and materials, but on the ultimate rock of our salvation, God and faith in God. By extension, grounding your life in the solid and sustaining teachings of Jesus was kind of like sinking the footings of who you are right down into bedrock. According to Jesus, if you ground yourself in God and incorporate Jesus' teachings in your daily living, you will be stable. You'll be strong. You'll be able to endure every storm that blows in your direction. God is the foundation, and Jesus would say later in the same gospel, Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus is the stone set in place that serves as a marker, as a guide for all the other stones in the building. Ground your life in God and align your life with the teachings of Jesus, and you will not be shaken. You won't be swept by the currents that try to beat against you. You know, on a final note, Jesus, as a stonemason, preaching with illustrations he understood from his vocational training, would have allowed him to communicate with great integrity. The concluding sentence of this section of Scripture affirms that Jesus spoke with a degree of authority and authenticity that was often uncommon for the religious leaders of Jesus' day. Jesus' teachings and the way that he expressed his instruction had integrity. It had weight, gravitas. Jesus spoke and people wanted to listen. They wanted to obey because Jesus really appeared to be trustworthy and wise and dependable. We can trust Jesus. We can build our lives upon his words. Jesus is our firm foundation, and he is our faithful Lord. So the final question for this Lenten journey is this: what do you want your life to be built upon? And in regards to practice, reflecting on Jesus' sermon in its entirety, I want you to write out a set of foundational principles that you want to live by And I want you to place those principles somewhere where you can read them daily. And in the months to come, strive to act upon them and maybe even maintain your practices. Let's pray for that. Lord, Master Builder, continue to craft our lives in ways that are pleasing to you. Set us in place, make adjustments as needed, chip off any rough edges, and help us to be well aligned with you. We want to be grounded in God and centered on you. So allow our lives to rest on the rock of our salvation and our living. Allow it to be in line with the cornerstone, with you. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.